Scott Burton for the Archives of American Art on Friday, May
22. What?
22. Okay.
The next to last day of the Jericho show.
Oh, is it? All right. This is Louis Kacher interviewing Scott Burton at 115 West 28th Street on Friday, May 22nd, 1987, for the Archives of American Art. Is that moving? Yeah. Okay. Interview with Louis Kacher with Scott Burton on May 22nd, 1987, at his studio on West 28th Street. Take three, right? Okay, to start at the beginning, let me ask you your full name and birthday.
Full name is Walter Scott Burton.
Uh-huh.
Born June 23rd, 1939.
Okay. And that was in Alabama?
Yes. I was born in the hospital in Greensboro, Alabama, in Hale County. But uh-huh. Really, my hometown is Utah, Alabama, E-U-T-A-W,
uh-huh.
A very tiny town in Greene County.
Uh-huh.
So the nearest city is Tuscaloosa, the university town.
Uh-huh. Go ahead. So they didn't have a hospital.
Right, exactly. That town. Exactly.
It was so small.
Exactly. And so rural, the ambience at that time, and had been 1 year previously that Walker Evans took all the famous photographs of Hale County,
uh-huh.
and maybe even Greene County, I can't remember, but that exactly my area of childhood
uh-huh.
is documented, and more the black people than the white, but you know, all of those little towns.
So we're talking about
with Coca-Cola signs, with bullet holes in them, uh-huh. you know, and black people's shacks.
Uh-huh.
I'm from a small town. I'm not from from a farm, like
okay.
you know, cousins of mine.
Right.
But so, it's neither city nor country.
Uh-huh.
But a little bit of you know, a town.
Small
a small
life.
American
yeah.
southern.
What was the population in those days? Do you have any idea?
Yes, I do. 3,000.
Yes.
About 2/3, of course, black.
Uh-huh.
So a very small white
uh-huh.
population. In some way, of course, I'm a southerner, but I don't identify with it. I hate it there.
Uh-huh.
I hate the racist, classist society that it is.
Uh-huh.
What
kind of home did you have? Where you lived in a house or an apartment? Or?
Yeah, we lived in a middle class Victorian house.
Mm-hmm. Big yard?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, very important
lots
to me.
Playing.
Good question.
Yeah.
Very important to me. They're taking the dining room chairs out in the backyard and playing with them.
Uh-huh.
It was very influential on me.
Uh-huh.
Very, very.
Uh-huh.
You know, I guess I had a lot of solitary years as a young child. I had no brothers and sisters.
You were an only child.
An only child, right.
What did your parents do?
My father was a roughneck, an oil well driller. He worked
uh-huh.
in offshore oil rigs
uh-huh.
around Texas and Louisiana, around the Gulf of Mexico.
The Gulf Coast.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
My mother was a secretary,
uh-huh.
a legal secretary and a social secretary, and later in Washington.
Uh-huh. So now,
So I spent my first 12 or 13, I don't remember whether
uh-huh.
it was exactly which year we moved to Washington. My mother's family had always lived back and forth between Washington, D.C. and Alabama.
Uh-huh.
A lot of Southern people do that. My mother had worked in the government for congressman, and my uncle, who was the hero of our family. My father was absent, the man of the family was my mother's brother,
uh-huh.
Who was a journalist and a writer and a college poet. I mean, he was and he and his family lived in Washington. And
uh-huh.
so my mother's family very close. My grandmother, uh-huh. her two children, and
uh-huh.
me and my my cousin. So
uh-huh.
I spent summers in Maine and uh-huh. visited Washington frequently. So it wasn't exactly a Mark Twain
Southern
right,
child.
Right, right, right.
It was some New England connection then.
Yeah.